Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We know the adages, mind your P's and Q's, and manners maketh the man. Yori Don, assistant professor of English at the College of St. Rose, discusses how manners and respectability relate to race.
Race relations are often grounded in unspoken rules, but sometimes those rules are spoken and formulated into a racial etiquette. In a 1929 letter published in the leading black newspaper of the time, reader Starnes S. Peake Jr. writes, quote, "Every thoughtless and ill-mannered Negro is nothing but a maker of friends for segregation." During a period of lynchings and legalized segregation, Peake and other African Americans saw the bad manners of individual African Americans as detrimental to perceptions of the race as a whole. Despite, or perhaps due to, the fact that the 20s with its flappers and Gatsbys are often seen as a period of social experimentation, manners were an intense source of interest for African Americans as well as white Americans. The arbiter of manners, Emily Post, made one explicit mention of African Americans in her massively popular 1922 etiquette when she discusses what the correct butler wears. Quote, "Unless he is an old-time colored servant in the South, a butler who wears a dress suit in the daytime is either a hired waiter who has come in to serve a meal, or he has never been employed by persons of position." This mention of the old-time colored servant suggests that African Americans exist only as accompaniments to good manners, not as ladies or gentlemen. Yet, as seen in the Defender letter, many African Americans insisted on seemingly trivial behaviors as a political strategy meant to lead to the transformation of the society depicted in Post's etiquette book.
That was Yori Don from the College of St. Rose. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Makes no difference what